The next page of your pre-listing packet, which is also on the right-hand side of your folder, is the Internet Marketing page. Now, Tim, again, when I ask agents what makes you special, almost every single one of them says the same thing. I'll expose your home on the Internet. I'll do lots of Internet marketing for you. Everybody says the same thing. So what makes you different?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys a little secret, and this is the truth. Talking about your Internet marketing has become almost completely irrelevant.
It's like saying you put it in the MLS.
It's ubiquitous. And I don't care how analytical, fancy, and whatnot you think your social media, whatever is,
right.
It's the same as everybody else. And they are assuming, like Jules just said, that you're doing a lot of stuff on the Internet. You might have done some really incredible, novel, creative things that would make Facebook look like child's play on the Internet. I don't know. Some of you guys are really, really brilliant about some of the things you create online. But I have news for you. 99.9% of the sellers could give a rat's ass. They just don't care.
They expect you to put their house online.
That's right. So the easiest way to essentially explain how you expose the house on the Internet is to leave no stone unturned and through IDEX, depending on how, you know, basically what variety of listing syndication you choose to participate in, please listen to my words. A lot of our upper-end agents, guys, advanced coaching warning, a lot of our upper-end agents are now adopting their own MLSs. They're not putting houses on the MLS. A lot of them are joining with other top brokerages in town, a lot of boutiques that specialize in certain, mostly price ranges, mostly upper-end. They are not putting their stuff on the MLS. You know, it's traditionally been called pocket listings, mm-hmm. but the reality of it is, guys, is there's lots of factions that are forming right now on the MLSs. I don't know what the heck's going to happen in the future, just making you aware of it. Bottom line here is, when you're talking to a seller, again, they're assuming that you're going to be putting it on the Internet, you're going to be putting it on all the different listing websites. Now, I'm going to give you a little advanced coaching session again. Some of you might choose not to syndicate your listings, not put them on Trulia, you know, Zillow, and the rest of it. And that's frankly okay, provided you explain to the seller. Now, it is assumed that the seller is going to assume that more exposure is better. That's not true. More exposure for something special is not better. It's just not. And if you look at how, for example, a seller's house would appear on, say, for example, Zillow, it shows up on the listing, and beside it is what? A smiling realtor's face that is usually not yours. So you can simply have a printout, screen capture of that page, how a listing appears with an agent, and explain to the seller, because most sellers do not understand this, okay? They think the agent next to the listing is the listing agent. They don't understand what's actually happening if those sites are just selling you guys buyer leads, which makes my skin crawl.
That's a whole other coaching session.
That's right. Back on topic. By the way, I'm going to say it. If you're a listing agent, you should never buy a buyer lead. When you have a listing, one listing, you have to beat the buyers off the stick. So if you want to get out of the buying buyer lead business, stop, you know, refusing.
Stop paying for that.
Yeah,
why do you do that?
Become a listing agent. All right, so back on topic.
Okay.
Mr. Seller, the simple fact is that nobody is going to expose your house better than me. Nobody's going to know your property, aside from you, Mr. Seller, than I am. And I choose not to put my houses, our listings, your house on Zillow as an example, if you choose not to, because of the fact that what happens is that there's another agent that's going to be presented to your potential buyer as being the listing agent, and A, that buyer agent who's buying buyer leads, remember, won't know anything about your listing. But what's worse, Mr. Seller, is if they have another listing in the community or their broker does, whose house do you think they're going to try to sell? Their listing, their broker's listing, where they get an extra commission, or your house, my listing?
They have no interest in selling your home.
For the most part. That's how you explain it
to the seller. Unless maybe it's the only thing on the market, and it probably will not be.
It is my premise, guys, Julie and I's premise, that going forward, not syndicating your listing, not putting in all those other sites, is actually going to be a listing tool that will help you take listings against agents who, you know, swear up and down that syndicating listings is an advantage.
Right. Now, that's kind of an advanced thought for some of these guys.
Right, and that's okay. Guys, the fact is Julie and I are intentionally coaching over many of your current existing thought patterns, but we're doing our best to spark new thinking and get you to think like entrepreneurs, like business owners, and realizing, frankly, that, you know, our industry is evolving really, really quick, especially in the past 36 months as a result of the, some call it a recession, but it really was a depression. All right, so, Julie, back on topic.
Okay, so our internet marketing page, it's not enough for you to just sound like everybody else. I'm going to put your house online. Well, who doesn't, right? So if you're going to talk like that, the point of this page is to show them exactly what you're talking about, exactly what you are going to be doing for them. So example screenshots. We used to bring actual example printouts. So if you say that you're going to put it on Zillow, here's what it's going to look like on Zillow. Here's a sample of that. So basically, you're proving that you actually do this, that you're not just kind of BSing your way through, yeah, I'll throw it online for you.
We liked Realtor.com. Now, they have changed it a lot, but we liked using Realtor.com because it did allow you to do an enhanced listing, right? So you could use that, print out the pages, like Julie just said. Don't rely. A lot of you are thinking, well, I'll just bring my mobile device. No.
That's bring fine unless it crashes.
Or there's no internet.
Or they're
connection.
Old.
Right. But bring actual paper that people can put in their hands. This is how
Better.
Your house will appear. But you know what? Truthfully, the only place really that you need to have your house listed is the MLS and your own website or your broker's website. That's what matters most.
That's right.
Okay.
And,
so,
you know, there's some institutional stuff that probably some of your brokers do. So if that's something that you do or you are required to do, then do a screenshot, do a printout, show them exactly what you're promising them.
If your MLS, as many of your MLSs have their own public-facing sort of, you know, listing syndication site, it's perfectly fine to put your house there. I would personally, if Julie and I were selling real estate, I would not put my listings on any site that did not have our smiling pretty faces beside our listings. I sure as heck would not put any of my listings in jeopardy of being misrepresented by an uneducated agent, or worse, an agent who's just trying to flip them to another property.
Right.
Be clear on that.
That's not
more
okay.
Exposure does not equal better. Just doesn't. Now, the page itself will very, very rarely become a topic of conversation with the seller, going back to what we originally said. They are assuming that you're doing internet marketing. Don't even bother really talking about it.
You kind of sail past this because it's an assumed thing.
Exactly.
But if you don't have it in here, they're going to ask you about it, and then you're going to have to tap dance.
Exactly.
So put it out there in front of them.
So have it in there, yes, because you're going to be competing against agents. They're going to talk on and on.
And maybe that's the only thing they talk about.
And that's the case. A lot of agents will drone on and on about how your listing is going to show up on all these different wonderful websites and all this different. So as Julie just said, do the same thing. Put a page on there that, you know.
Don't fight it.
The visualization is your website is in the center, and from that you can list every possible place that your house might be listed. Don't forget the small ones, the Craigslist, every single one of your competing brokers because of IDX, every single one should be listed on that page. Mr. Seller, your listing, if you choose to go about it this way, guys, your listing is going to be exposed not just on our website, but every other single website that's out there.
And by the way, that doesn't cost you guys anything extra. It's just the way it is.
Right. And again, I know like in Austin, Texas, they're now making it in the MLS where you have to check a box telling the MLS which other sites you want to have the listing syndicated on. And I would suggest that you should experiment, especially with upper-end listings, by not over-syndicating the listing like we described before in our little diatribe a second ago.
Yes.
But for the most part, create a page like just like we've demonstrated where your site's in the middle and then branching off of it kind of like a third grader drawing a sun or all the different websites. And, guys, be clear, there are hundreds of them. Okay?
Yeah, you don't have to have hundreds of them on there, but you should probably have, what would you say, Tim, 5 or 6 at least?
Oh, no. I would say, honestly,
less?
I would say like 20.
Okay.
Okay, because you got to think, nowadays when you go to, if your stuff goes through ListHub, for example, where's ListHub syndicating all that information? So you need to, and it does it automatically, so you need to go and put every single one of those websites. And again, it's really important that you list every single broker's website, because if you're competing in a marketplace where the broker is real up on technology, and there's obviously they're putting IDEX feed on their website, and they're actually at the table, you know, before or after you, talking with the same seller, and they're talking up their website.
You need to be able to say, well, of course, we do that too.
And you should say, listen, great, I'm glad you're thinking about listing with ABC. He does a great job on internet marketing. And, oh, by the way, your listing will also go on John's website. So John just droned on and on with the seller about, you know, his...
You still get him.
You still
in
get
a way.
Him. Exactly.
You took the objection off the table.
But for the most part, when you send that page over ahead of time, if you set it up like we've described, they won't even ask about it. It's basically a PLP page stuffer. They're going to assume, they might glance at it, but they won't hardly ever ask questions about it.
Yeah, but don't skip it.
Okay. So
okay.
Julie,
next page?
The next page is?
Next page is the listing plan of action.
Okay. So listing plan of action, guys, we're going to get to in a second. This is going to require lots of intense focus, lots of thinking out of the box. So we're going to move on to listing plan of action.